This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Rata kapape shatelin prata kapos kaprantelin Zanta kapari katala branta tapokosia Zete kaparakate koprakati kapa. Lord, I contend for light to be relevant upon the mountains that you have called me. I contend for light to be relevant. Bata kapapo shantali kapa. Please, are we praying tonight? Pray that the Lord is trusting us with the mandate to go to the seven mountains of influence, to be light and to dispel darkness.
And they were speaking about light as influence, light as dominion, that as men, as believers, God is sending us forth to the seven mountains of influence. The Bible made us understand in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And the Bible said, let that man that we have created in our image and in our likeness, let that man have dominion. And so God sending us to the seven mountains of influence is replicating himself in us as light, and is sending us forth. And see, darkness has no choice. As long as it sees that particular man that God has replicated himself, that the image and the likeness of God is within that man, darkness has no choice but to give way. The Bible said the light showed forth. Darkness saw it and could not comprehend it. The Bible made us to understand, even in the book of Genesis chapter 2, after that God created man, the Bible said on the seventh day, God rested. On the seventh day, God rested. Something is baffling me. That why would God rest after that he has created everything? Was it because of fatigue? Was it because God was tired? Was it because he ran out of ideas? No. The Bible said God rested because he made man. Bataka. God rested because he made man. Anytime God wants to rest, what he does is to replicate his image over a thing. And so God replicated that same image in us and say, I am resting because I have created you. I am resting over the mountain of influence because I have made you. I am resting over the mountain of finances because I have made you. The Bible made us to understand in the book of Exodus, the Bible, God speaking to Moses, he said, build me a tabernacle according to the pattern that was shown to you upon the mountain. And the Bible made us to understand that after Moses built that tabernacle according to the pattern that was shown him upon the mountain, the Bible did not tell us that Moses prayed before the presence of the glory of God could come down. Because he replicated that same image and likeness that was shown to him upon the mountain, the Bible said the glory of God came down upon that tabernacle because the image and the likeness of God was replicated. And so it is the idea of God that anytime God wants to rest, he replicates himself in a thing. So the strategy of God in dispelling darkness over the seven mountains of influence is replicating his identity in us. Please tell your neighbor, I am the strategy of God. I am the strategy of God for dispelling darkness over the mountains of influence. The process of replicating God now, the process of God replicating himself in us is called transformation. And so my assignment tonight is to be looking at transformation and value. Like we said, that is the idea of God that we go to the mountains of influence to expel darkness. But that will not happen until we come to the place of transformation or the process of transformation and value. Please quickly, what is transformation? Transformation is from the Greek word metamorpho, which means to change levels from one level to another, usually from a lower level to a higher level. Our Father will always teach us and make us understand. He gave us a definition of transformation. And he said transformation is the journey or the process we undergo in our journey of becoming like Christ. So every time we are in that process, the Bible said it did not appear what we ought to look like. But through transformation and through value, we will become. And it is our value or relevance that is needed to dispel darkness upon the seven mountains. Please quickly, how can we be transformed in order to be valuable or relevant upon the seven mountains? Before we go to that, please, I would just like us to take the definition of value before we move. What is value? What is value? Value means the measure of our usefulness. Our father teaching, he said, value is the degree to which people perceive our usefulness and relevance. Value is the degree to which people perceive our relevance. Hallelujah. So the idea of God for a man, like we have said, is to dispel darkness upon the seven mountains of influence. But number one, a man cannot do that until he passes through transformation. So it is that transformation that leads us to value. And it is our value that is needed upon the seven mountains of influence. Hallelujah. Now it makes me to understand the life circle of a butterfly. That the butterfly, from the egg stage, it goes to the larva, it goes to the pupa stage, and it goes to the adulthood, which is the most beautiful state of a butterfly. You can see a butterfly at its egg stage and you relegate it. You can see it at its pupa level or its larva level and you relegate it, because it might not be important to you. But once it undergoes that transformation, it becomes the butterfly that you see and you admire the beauty of it. Could it be the life or what some of us are passing through here? That you are at the process. God has called you to be the mighty evangelist of our time. That God has called you to be the greatest kingdom financier. But as it is right now, your life is not speaking of where God has called you to be. Find comfort in the process. Find comfort in the process. That it is through the process that we get to transformation. And it is transformation that gets us to value. And until we are valuable, the world will not need us. Take with me an example, the crude oil. That crude oil, that smelly thing that you can see and also relegate. But in that crude oil, many things will come out of it. Fuel is one of it. Fuel has now become so valuable. Please permit me to make this example. That you can go to a filling station right now and you are complaining, but you will still remove your money to buy the fuel because you need it for life. And that is a place where God is calling us to. They may not lack us, but we carry so much value that they cannot relegate us. They might be complaining. What will I do with this man? But I've gone through transformation. The world cannot relegate me. Katakapa. Shatapa. Value. Value. It does not matter what we are passing through right now. Bring yourself under transformation power. Hallelujah. How can we be transformed in order to be valuable upon the seven mountains of influence? Number one, through the agency of the word and prayer in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Through the agency of the word and prayers in partnership with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians verse 13. 2 Corinthians rather, verse 3 and verse 18. Chapter 3 and verse 18. The Bible said, we all with open faces, beholding as in a glass, the glory of God, we are changed into the same image, even from glory to glory. So the agents of our transformation is the word of God. That as we continue to behold the word, we continue to become. So the degree at which you are transformed is dependent on the degree at which you behold the word. Acts chapter 6 verse 4. The Bible made us to understand that even the apostles understood the power of prayers and the ministry of the word. He said, find within you honest men full of the spirit and wisdom. He said, but as for us, we will give ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayers, because we understand that those are the agency of our transformation. Secondly, how can we be transformed? Through methodical mentorship. Methodical mentorship. KSOM students, 2023, are you here with me? I have witnesses, not only myself. The Bible said, follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the prize. Not men that are on their way to obtain, men that have obtained the prize. And that we thank you, because we know that God sees us in you, and that was why he gave you the grace to pass through transformation, that you will come to transform us so that we will be valuable to our generation. Follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the prize. Our Father, by the grace of God, have obtained the prize. And our Father is teaching us how to be transformed, even in the school of ministry. And so, I lay a beacon upon most of us that are here tonight. It's an opportunity for you to register that you may be, like us, also transformed. Our Father has done a lot on us. I just remember a scripture. The Bible said, the mighty men of David, these men came feeble, beggarly. But after they met David, out of the cave of Adullam, Aya, Batakatia. Weak men became the mighty men of David. We are the mighty men that God, through the hand of his servants, has brought out. The Bible said, Samson gathered foxes and he set them on fire and he sent them forth out to go to the mountains of influence, transformation, and value. Quickly, I'm just going to give us some points on transformation and value as we close. Number one, what we must note on the journey of our transformation. Number one, we must come to the place that we acknowledge that God, we need transformation. That at this stage of our lives, we can do nothing until you help us. That you are the helper of men. Solomon, you are the king over so great and mighty people. How can you lead them? The Bible said Solomon did not ask for the life of his enemies. He said, Lord, wisdom. 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 The Bible said, and the boy, Jesus now, grew in wisdom, transformation. So we must come to a state that we acknowledge that, Lord, we need transformation. We need transformation. Hallelujah. Number two, we must acknowledge. Our transformation and value determines the intensity and the longevity of our impact upon the seven mountains of influence. The intensity of Jesus' impact was felt across all the seven mountains. Hallelujah. Ha. Jesus was the groom of the bride, which is his church. That is the mountain of family. He was the head of the church, which is the mountain of religion. He is the King of Kings, which is the mountain of governance. We were purchased by his blood, the mountain of finance. He is our mind control system, the mountain of media. He is what defines our success at an entertainment. So he is relevant. The intensity of his relevance was felt across the mountains. And his relevance was not only felt across the mountains, it outlived him. That Jesus, though dead, still speaks. Lastly, our Father will always say that what you are looking for is also looking for you. But a higher version of yourself. A higher version of yourself. Oh, thou mighty evangelist, could it be that the mantle to become the next greatest evangelist is right now present in the house, but is looking for your transformed state? Could it be that the Lord has called us to be financial apostles, and the mantle is hovering over this house? It comes to you, but it's seeing your depraved state, and it goes back. It will always come, but it's also looking for your higher dimension, for a higher version of you. Everything we are looking for is looking for us, but a higher version of yourself. Lord, what it will take me to be transformed and to become valuable in my time and in the seven mountains of influence, release upon me in the name of Jesus. Release upon me. Release upon me. Let's pray, please. Let's pray. What it will take me, oh God, please release upon me. Bataka deko praskataka.
Shekotaka barata. Continue praying in the Holy Ghost. Talk to the Lord. What it will take, Holy Spirit, that my life is not the same. Put it upon my life. Lift up your voice and bless it. Lift up your voice and cry to him and say, Lord, whatever it takes for my life to change, put it upon me, Lord. Put it upon me, Lord.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.